This morning I want to explore with you what it means to being part, to having a good shepherd in our life.
我今天要跟你们讲的是什么是好牧人。
First of all, the good shepherd knows his sheep.
一，好牧人知道他的羊。
Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd.
耶稣说，我是好牧人。
I know my sheep and my sheep know me.
我知道我的羊，我的羊也知道我。
Just as the Father knows me.
就像我父知道我一样。
And I know the Father.
然后我也知道我的父。
What tremendous words of encouragement that is to all of us.
这是多么激励的话语啊，对我们来说。
The same intimacy and closeness that exists between the Father and the Son is the same with us.
他与父亲的关系就像他与我们的关系一样。
Jesus knows you.
耶稣知道我们。
He doesn't just know about you.
他并不是只是知道你们。
He knows you.
他认识你们。
He knows your story.
他知道你所有的故事。
Your strengths, your failures.
然后你的力量和你的失败。
Your fears.
然后你的害怕。
And your hopes.
然后你的希望他都知道。
And here's what's beautiful about that.
这是最美丽的一点。
And he loves you.
他爱你。
Again, we're reminded of the words in the Psalms.
然后我们还记得诗歌里边这样说的。
It tells us how much he loves us.
他告诉我们他是如何的爱我们。
It simply says, You have searched me.
你寻找我。
Oh Lord, and you know me.
哦，主啊，你知道我。
You know when I sit or when I stand.
你知道我站，我坐，你都知道。
When far away and when I rise.
很远的地方到我到达，你都知道。
You even perceive my thoughts and my ways.
然后你知道我的想法。
The shepherd doesn't miss a single thing in our lives.
他永远不会在我们生活中缺席。
Everything that you wish for,
每件事情你希望的
is not hid from him.
也不是单单是从他的。
And whatever is coming in the future in your life,
以后在你生活中的将来。
He already sees.
他都知道，他都看见了。
And he doesn't turn away.
他永远不会转回头。
Again, we read in the Word of God.
然后我们学习他的话语。
Do not fear.
不要害怕。
For I have redeemed you.
因为我已经救赎了你们。
I have summoned you by my name.
因为你们。
You are mine.
你们是我的。
You're not just a face or someone, an object.
你们不仅是面对我或者是一样物体。
You are known personally by the shepherd.
你们每个人都属于我们的好牧人。
And this morning, brothers and sisters, he calls you by name.
今天早上，他叫你们每个人的名字。
The good news is, he simply says, he claims you as His own.
好消息是，他把你们都叫做是他自己的。
So let's be reminded this morning that He knows us by name.
他知道我们，知道我们每个人的名字。
And He is the good shepherd in our lives.
他是一个我们生命中的好牧人。
Secondly,
第二。
The good shepherd leads his sheep.
好牧人会引导羊群。
Jesus says the sheep listen to his voice.
耶稣说，羊会听他的声音。
He calls his own sheep by name.
他叫我们，就像我们是他的羊一样。
And he leads them out.
他领导我们。
And when he has brought them out,
他将羊群带出来。
He goes on ahead of them.
他会数算每个羊的头。
And his sheep follow him.
然后每只羊都跟着他。
Because they know his voice.
因为我们都知道他的声音。
What a tremendous picture this is.
你们看到这幅美丽的画面了吗？
In ancient times, the shepherd always led the sheep.
在古老的时候，我们知道牧羊人都是这样放牧的。
And because he knew them by name,
然后牧羊人知道每一个羊的
名字。They also knew his voice.
然后羊群也知道主人的声音。
And they followed him.
然后会跟随他。
It is very important for us to realize today.That the shepherd leads us as well.
你就知道，这是非常重要的。我们要听他的声音。
You know the words well of the 23rd Psalm.
你还知道这个二十三首的诗歌吗？
Again, it reminds us of the shepherd leading us.
再次的提醒我们，是牧羊人在引导着我们。
It says he leads me beside the still waters.
他引我在青草地上。
He refreshes my soul.
他让我的灵魂苏醒。
He guides me along the right path.
他让我走过死荫路。
And all of this is for his name's sake.
全部是以他的名。
Again, the Bible says that we can trust the shepherd.
我们就知道我们可以信任我们的牧羊人。
It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
要信任我们的。
And lean not on your own understanding.
信任我们的主，然后将我们的一切就交托给他。
In all your ways, submit to him.
然后将我们的一切全部都交付给他。
And he will make your path straight.
他会让我们的道路笔直。
To be led by the shepherd is to exchange our anxiety for his leadership.
我们有焦虑，也可以将焦虑托付给他。
We want his wisdom and his guidance to guide our lives.
我们需要他的智慧和他的引导。
Remember again, the shepherd leads.
要记住，牧羊人是领导我们的。
I have a question to ask you all this morning.
我有一个问题想问大家。
How are you listening to God's voice?
你们是怎么听主的声音的？
Are you listening to the shepherd?
你们有没有听牧羊人的话呢？
In the way that we listen to the shepherd is we are in, spending a lot of time in God's word, reading it.
我们怎么样来听主的话呢？就是要经常的花很多的时间来读经。
We're studying God's word.
我们学习他的话语。
We're praying.
我们祷告。
And we're worshiping together.
然后我们一起来敬拜。
These are ways in which the shepherd leads us and speaks to us in our lives.
这就是他教导我们，然后领导我们听他的声音的办法。
So when you have a decision to make,
然后你有一些重要的事情要决定的话呢？
When you're pulled in a dozen different directions,
然后有很多的方向可以走的时候呢？
When you don't know which way to go,
然后你不知道朝哪个方向走的时候，
Remember this,
你要记住。
The good shepherd is already ahead of you.
我们的牧羊人早已经在我们的面前了。
His voice is steady.
他的声音是
正直的。His presence is sure.
他的出现是现在的。
His path will always lead you in the right way.
他的道路是正确的，指导我们向前。
Follow him.
就是要跟随他。
Because he alone knows the way.
只有他知道我们的道路。
Well, the last thing I want to us to look at this morning about the Good Shepherd.
然后最后一件事情，我们来看我们的好牧人。
Is the Good Shepherd lays down his life for us?
他是怎么样为我们付出了他的生命？
The Good Shepherd just does not guide his flock.
他不仅是只是喂养我们这些羊群。
He gives his very life for his flock.
他将自己的命都为我们舍出了。
Again, in our passage of scripture today, Jesus declares, I'm the good shepherd.
今天在我们的圣经中，他说过，我是好牧人。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
为我的羊群，我舍命。
The reason that my father loves me
我的父亲是怎么样的爱我
is that I lay down my life.
然后我就舍命为我的羊群
only to take it up again.
然后最后
and no one takes it from me.
没有一个人可以将我的羊夺去
but I lay it down on my own accord.
我为我的羊群舍命。
Brothers and sisters, this is the heart of the gospel.
这是在我们的圣经当中最艰难的一点。
Jesus isn't like the hired hand.
他不是一种高高在上的头。
When danger comes,
当危险到临的时候，
He isn't like the false shepherd.
他并不是像那些雇工。
He cares more about you than you can imagine.
他实在是关心你们，你们真的是想象不到的那种。
Jesus willingly lays down his life.
他愿意为他的牧区牺牲。他选择了十字架。
He chose sacrifice.
他选择了牺牲。
And what's important, he has chosen us.
他选择了重要的为我们。
Again, in God's word, we read, but God demonstrated His own love for us.
你们从主的话语里边看到了，他是为我们安排了一切。
While we were still sinners,
当我们还是罪人的时候
，Christ died for us.
他已经为我们献身了。
That's not reluctant love.
这并不是缺失的爱。
That's not half-hearted devotion.
这并不是一种分裂。
That's the shepherd saying.
这是我们的好牧人说。
I will pay the ultimate price to rescue my sheep.
我要付出巨大的代价为我的羊。
You remember the parable in Luke 15?
然后还记不记得我们在路加福音的十五章
？It isn't just about the 99.
并不是九十九。
The parable is about you, the one, the lost sheep.
一只丢失的羊并不是那个九十九，是我们一只羊。
Jesus loves his sheep.And he goes out and he finds the lost sheep.
那只丢失的羊。
Again from God's word.
然后从主的话语当中。
The great shepherd of the sheep.
好牧人。
Through his blood secured the eternal covenant with us.
用他的鲜血让我们去到了永久的生命。
In Revelations we read,
然后在启示录中我们学到
It gives us a final picture.
他给我们最后一幅画
For the Lamb at the center of the throne,
在羊在中间
will be their shepherd.
那边就有一个牧人
He will lead them.
他会领导他们
to springs of living water.
走到永久的生命的活水中。
And God will wipe away
上帝会抹去
every tear from our eyes.
抹去我们所有的眼泪。
The shepherd became the lamb.
他也成为了其中的一只羊。
And by his sacrifice,
因为他的献身
We are safe and made whole.
我们就变成完全了。
Here's why all of this matters.
所以这是非常的重要一点事。
Because of his sacrifice.
因为他的献身。
We have to wonder if we're secure.
我们就不会再担心我们是不是安全了。
Let me correct my words. We never have to wonder if we're secure.
我们从来都不会再担心我们是不是有保险了。
We never have to doubt if we're loved.
我们永远都不会怀疑有不有爱。
When life feels fragile.
然后因为我们的生命是比较脆弱的。
When death seems final.
然后死亡好像是终点。
When sin seems overwhelming,
然后罪孽有很多很多的降临。
The cross of Jesus shouts louder.
然后在十字架上的耶稣大喊。
And it takes care of our fear.
他已经除去了我们的害怕。
Why? Because we are safe in the Shepherd's hands.
因为我们在我们的好牧人手中完全的安全了。
Well, the three things we've looked at this morning
然后这三件事情我们今天早上学习了
are very relevant to every one of us.
然后对我们来说呢都是非常的重要的。
Let me summarize them for you quickly.
然后我现在再总结一下。
In conclusion, safe in the shepherd's hands.
我们的结束是我们在他的手中是非常的安全的。
The good shepherd knows his sheep.
好的牧人知道他所有的羊。
He knows us personally.
他知道我们每一个人的。
Completely.
完全的知道我们。
And he loves you just like you are.
他爱我们就是我们本来的样子。
The second thing that we mentioned.
第二件事情是。
The good shepherd leads his sheep.
好牧人引导他的羊群。
His voice guides you.
他的声音引导我们。
And when life is confusing and uncertain,
我们的生活常常有混乱，他引导我们。
The good shepherd will lead.
他，我们的耶稣会引导我们。
The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
好牧人会为羊群献身。
His sacrifice secures your salvation.
他的献身为我们的
and gives you unshakable hope.
为我们从永远不会摇动的希望，他为我们做了保障。
Brothers and sisters, this is who Jesus is.
弟兄姐妹啊，
He's not a just distant God.
他不是一个很遥远的。
He's not a temporary protector.
他并不是一个短暂的保护者。
He is a good shepherd.
他是我们的好牧人。
Faithful, loving, and sacrificial.
信实、慈爱，然后又为我们献身的。
And what is important this morning?
什么是重要的呢？
Have you responded to the good shepherd?
我们怎么样来回复我们的好牧人呢？
Have you asked the shepherd into your heart and life?
我们有没有在心里边问？
And have you confessed your sin?
然后我们有没有来为我们的罪孽来忏悔？
If you have, he has made this promise.
如果你们已经忏悔了，那么他就会保证他的爱。
I will never leave you.
我永远不会离弃你们。
I will never forsake you.
我永远不会变卖你们。
I will always be your good shepherd.
我会永远是你们的好牧人。
And so the 23rd Psalm reminds us again.
所以诗篇第23篇让我们记起来。
He is a good shepherd in life.
他是我们永生的好牧人。
He provides everything that I need.
他给了我们所有的我们需要的。
He's a good shepherd in death.
他为我们 已经战胜了死亡。
For the moment when I taste my last breath, I'm in His presence.
当我们呼吸我们生命中的最后一口呼吸，我们就在他的手中了。
I'm in His arms forevermore.
我们会在他的怀抱中，永远的在他的手中。
The Lord is my shepherd in life.
主，基督是我们的好牧人。
The Lord is my shepherd in death.
他是在我们生活中的好牧人。
And the Lord is my shepherd in eternity.
也是我们死亡和永久的好牧人。
Brothers and sisters, I can't imagine what eternity is going to be like.
我很高兴的，很难想象我们永久的生命是怎么样的。
But we're going to see Jesus.
但是我们会见到耶稣。
There's no more sickness.
我们再也没有病痛了。
No more death, no more dying.
以后再也没有死亡了。
We will be reunited with loved ones.
我们会跟我们所爱的人再相聚。
And we will live forevermore.
然后我们会永远的、永远的活着。
You remember a few weeks ago when I shared with you, the gift of eternity is overwhelming.
你还记得在几个星期前我给你们说过的吗？
And it's forever.
是永远的。
Let me close with these words.
让我用这些话来结束。
Let not your heart be troubled.
不要担心你们的心会有麻烦。
You're trusting in me.
你只要信靠我。
Trust in the Father.
信靠我的父。
In this Father's house are many mansions.
我的父亲有很多的地方。
I would have told you.
我会告诉你们。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去那边为你们准备好你们住的地方。
That where I am, there you may be also.
然后我在那边，我父也在那边。
One of the disciples, let me just stop right there for a moment. One of the disciples spoke up and said, Jesus, we don't understand all this.
他的信徒有一个信徒说，我不太明白你说的这些。
And then Jesus said this.
然后基督说，
I am the way.
我是道路。
I am the truth.
我是
信心， I am the life.
我是生命。
And no one comes to the Father but by me.
没有人到父亲那边不是通过我的。
That's the promise of the Good Shepherd.
这是最好的允许。
I told you as we began this morning, I knew something about you.
我知道，我刚刚跟你们开始的时候讲，我知道一些你们的事情。
And that you knew something about me.
然后你也知道我的一些事情。
And that is that all of us need God's forgiveness.
然后我们知道我们都需要上帝的原谅。
And that we all need God as our good shepherd.
然后我们要知都需要上帝的引领的好牧人。
And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他说他就是永远爱我们的道路。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.